here in the Bay Area, it is hard to ignore the effects of climate change, from destructive wildfires to the drought and sea level rise. It is also having a direct impact on our nation's military. So this evening, we get a first look at the Navy's strategy to tackle the climate crisis.
It's to make us better warfighters. We think about climate readiness as mission readiness.
A new mission with lives at stake.
For every 50 convoys of fuel, there is a Marine killed or wounded. And so we were actually seeing a real impact on lives.
How the rising threat of climate change is forcing the Navy to change its playbook.
Can I wake up like 20 minutes later now?
Students around the Bay Area getting the chance to sleep in. So are later school start times making a difference?
So far, I've never forgotten anything for school. Whereas last year, I would forget my calculator, my Chromebook.
Dozens of dogs seized from a Bay Area home. The owner tells us how things got out of hand.
I just started with two, and then they just having babies.
And a historic spike at the gas pump.
In the last 2 days, it's gone up 14 cents.
The move that could drive prices even higher. And what's in the works right now to bring you some relief?
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello. Well, it is a call to action for all of us. Today is the 5th annual California Clean Air Day. And while we can all do small things like public transit, our nation's armed forces are coming up with their own game plans. The carbon footprint from the U.S. military rivals that of some small countries. A 2019 study from Boston University found the military produced more than 1.2 billion metric tons of greenhouse gases in the last two decades. Now, the Navy is aware of its impact on the crisis and also of the serious consequences for its missions. KPIX5's Lauren Toms got a chance to hear about its sweeping new strategy to tackle climate change.
This is what we typically imagine when we think of the Navy. But the service's Undersecretary for Energy sees a different picture, a major opportunity to combat climate change.
We are a seafaring service, and so there has always been that intrinsic and necessary connection to the ocean, to the environment, and how we operate and what we do.
In a recent report, the Navy described climate change as one of the most destabilizing forces of our time and set a goal of emitting net zero emissions by 2050.
People say, why are the Navy and the Marine Corps focused? That's a question I get a lot. It's to make us better warfighters.
Berger says that mission readiness includes doing their part to prevent hurricanes and wildfires that Marines often deploy to for aid and assistance.
We're caught in this environment where the impacts that we're seeing are calling on our Navy and Marine Corps more, but also compromising their ability to be able to respond because of how consequential a weather event, how consequential a heat event, which California knows so well.
California is one of the biggest domestic leaders in shifting to renewable energy, something the undersecretary says she's keeping a close eye on.
The Navy, of course, is a big consumer of fossil fuels. So ships, airplanes, those are big fossil fuel consumers.
While aircraft carriers and destroyers may not see a shift to electric power soon, Berger says that some of the Navy's fleet is already starting to make changes.
Our vehicle fleet, yes. So we're absolutely looking in line with what you're seeing as certainly the California trend, also the national trend, to make sure that we start to make that transition.
And while mission readiness is the top priority, Berger knows a shift from the Navy can have a ripple effect around the world.
It's not just when the crisis strikes. It is in the lead up. It is that anticipation. It's being proactive. It's being cognizant. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to have conflict. We want to make sure that that's all deterred.
All right, Lauren Toms joins us in the studio now. Thanks for being here. Obviously, there are some big goals here. So did you get kind of down to the nitty gritty, kind of behind the scenes, what they're really focusing on?
Yeah,
I know you did.
Yeah. Well, Juliette, she didn't dive too deep into some of the more tangible ways that the Navy is working to accomplish this sort of lofty goal of zero emissions by 2050. But they are also hoping to achieve a 65% reduction in greenhouse gases in the next 8 years. But she did explain that the Navy pays really close attention to its impact on marine life. She told me that the Navy watches how their own sound travels through the ocean and the activities of marine mammals because they are really important indicators of climate change. If their food sources change, that could indicate water temperature changes and salinity levels, which could all have an impact on how the Navy trains and operates. But bringing it back home a little bit more, the Undersecretary told me that she's constantly looking for new ways to accomplish this net zero goal, even looking at Silicon Valley companies, small or large, that are making waves in renewable energy.
Yeah, and I bet you got as many specifics as you could in that report. Any surprises when you were there talking with her?
You know, I was actually pretty surprised that she kind of dove into this concept of how the Navy really does pay attention to its impact on marine life. When you think about the Navy and these massive destroyers and aircraft carriers, you don't really think about whales.
Well, that's a good message to pass on. We all like to hear that. All right, Lauren, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, moving on. Of all the military branches, the Air Force is the largest producer of greenhouse gases, and today it released its own climate action plan with the goal of operating its bases at net zero emissions 4 years earlier by 2046. Now, this is a story everyone is talking about. Where can you see it? Gas prices in California. It's about to hit a record high. But hang in there. Trust us, relief is on the way. Here's the information. California's average price per gallon rising to $6.43. That's 1 cent shy of the all-time record set back in June and up almost 40 cents in a week. Now, on top of that, today OPEC announced they are slashing oil production by 2 million barrels a day starting in November. News came after the group of major oil producers, which includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, met for the first time in person since March of 2020. So here's the good news. You waited for it. Analysts are predicting we won't notice a big jump in California.
I don't think that the OPEC announcement will be very noticeable to California drivers, partially because our prices are so high, and partially because we're probably going to see the prices coming down as we switch over to the winter blend.
Any price increase is bad news for people who make their living on the road, obviously. Uber driver Bond San Francisco says the ride price is taking a bite out of his bottom line.
I keep a record of all my purchases, my gas purchases. In the last 2 days, it's gone up 14 cents at my favorite Arco station up the street. And, you know, that's unconscionable.
Yeah, that hurts. Governor Newsom is blasting oil companies, saying they are ripping drivers off at the pump. He called on the legislature to draft a windfall tax aimed at oil price extortion. Californians will be getting some relief with the release of the winter gas blend, plus stimulus payments of up to $1,050 will start going out on Friday. All right, Oakland is facing a crime wave right now, and for the city's police chief, he's trying to stop the violence, and it's very personal to him.
We just play, run home for a quick snack, and then come right back.
Why can't we do that anymore?
You know, people don't feel safe. People don't feel like, you know, they can go out here without feeling like there's something going to happen.
That was Chief Armstrong. I went back to his old stomping grounds in West Oakland, right where he grew up, a couple blocks from where his mom would call him home at night. So coming up at 7, you can hear more of our conversation about what's happening in his city and why he's not losing hope. He says he's in it to win it. And we're also revisiting the case of beloved restaurant owner who was senselessly killed in front of his son. We will hear from his family about why new evidence in the case is giving them hope that his killer will soon be caught. And that is all coming up at 7 o'clock. Other stories around the Bay for you in Contra Costa County. The Sun Valley Mall in Concord was on lockdown for about 2.5 hours this afternoon after a man threatened to shoot shoppers. Concord police say around 2:45 p.m. mall security called them about a man acting erratically and claiming to have a gun. They immediately evacuated the mall. Once it was cleared out, they flew a drone inside and used that to talk with the man. He eventually surrendered without incident. Police say the man never actually had a weapon in the first place. A criminal investigation underway right now after dozens of dogs were taken out of a San Francisco home. Now, this is on Olmsted Street near the 101-280 interchange. Animal control responding to neighbors' complaints about the smell and also barking coming from the home. The dog's owner told us she doesn't even know how many were there. But animal control says they seized more than 30 dogs. The owner says she's trying to find new homes for the dogs herself, but she just can't keep up with the new litters.
I just started with two, and then they just having babies. You know, they multiply so fast.
San Francisco Animal Control says the dogs are being cared for at local shelters until they figure out what to do with them, but they stress none of them are currently up for adoption.